Hi, everyone, and welcome to Iron Markets Quick Takes. I'm Ali Curry, and every week, along with my guests, Amir Khwaja and Chris Barnes, we take a quick dive into the headlines on the Clarus blog. Let's get started. Hi, Amir.
Hi, Ali. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you here. Welcome back to Quick Takes.
Thank you.
What is your quick take for this week? Which headline from the Clarus FT blog would you like to discuss?
Sure. So it's called 2023 CCP Volumes and Share in IRD. CCPs, you know, as we all know, are central counterparties. And we have a product called CCP View, where we collect volumes, daily volumes from all major CCPs. Once a year, I do a review in January of the prior year. So this is normally one of our most well-read blogs each year. I think our readers are keen to understand, you know, a end-of-year summary of the volumes and market share by CCP in major currencies in the prior year. So that's the blog I'm covering. So again, and a few good themes this year. So if you look at some of the really major, I did by currency, some of the major currencies, dollar, yen, sterling. So in the blog, I show charts of volumes in 2021, 2022, 2023, and we compare those, right? And what's, you know, a big thing in those currencies is the fact that LIBOR has now ended in dollars, in yen, in sterling, to be replaced by the risk-free rate. Yeah. So for SONIA, TONA, right? That comes across, you know, very nicely in the charts, right? LIBOR has been around in swap market for over 30 years. You know, they've been trillions of dollars of notional linked to LIBOR swaps. So they've now ended, and they've now been replaced with equivalent volume in SOFR swaps or SONIA swaps, etc. Right? That comes through in the volume charts. Also, pretty good year in volumes, right? As central banks have been raising rates last year and have now paused, you know, there's been higher demand for interest swap hedging. I think, you know, with some of the stuff we saw in Q1 with regional banks, you know, not hedging their interest rate risk appropriately. Yeah, so I think there's been a general increase in the volumes of swaps. So I think that's important. And then we see that in all the currencies, in dollars, in euro, in, you know, in yen, sterling, etc. A good year for volumes for the CCPs, right? But I think it's important. Really, I look at two things. I look at generally volume, sometimes open interest, what's outstanding at the point in time, and we've seen, and also market share. Right? So market shares have been pretty similar. I think we don't see that much change, certainly in dollars and sterling, where LCH swap clear is the dominant CCP. I think in euro, you know, where Euribor has continued and ESTRA is a new RFR, there's now two major indices. So some change in share there, in that Eurex share has gone up backwards slightly to what it was in 2021, right? So it's down a bit. In yen, I think both JSCC, which is the Japanese clearinghouse, and LCH, you know, have been vying, I guess, a few years ago for majority share. But for a few years now, JSCC has had a larger share, right? So I think it was two-thirds in 2023 versus one-third LCH, right? So again, you know, by showing a few simple charts, we do a summary of the volumes last year, open interest, market share changes, and that gets well read, you know? So I think people are keen to understand that, right? Any questions for me, Ali, on that?
Sure. Could you tell us a little bit more about the emerging markets currencies?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Good question. As well as the major currencies, you know, I cover EMEA, so Asia, Middle East, Africa, Asia Pac, and LATAM in groups, right? And again, these are substantial currencies, right? In the same way as central banks have been increasing rates or changing rates in the, you know, G8 currencies, it's also been happening in the emerging market. So in the same way, it's been a banner year for volumes in 2023 for all those regions, right? So much higher volumes. So in fact, I think EMEA volumes are up 40%, right? So at, you know, overall in 2023, we saw 17 trillion across the, you know, the number of what we categorize as EMEA currencies, of which South African rand is the largest, followed by Swiss franc, Swedish, right? So again, you know, big years for those. Asia Pac, pretty similar, again, up 33% in volume terms. CNY is the biggest currency, you know, in that region. LATAM swaps, similar increases of about 40%, 13 trillion or 13.6 trillion gross notional last year. So again, you know, the emerging market regions are now substantial in size in interest rate swaps that are cleared globally. And predominantly, those are mostly cleared at LCH swap clear, apart from LATAM is a majority at CME. There are some domestic CCPs, so in China and India, that have substantial market share. Australia as well, for Aussie dollar, which are, I guess that we categorize as a major currency, not a EM, right? That kind of gives you a feel, right? So I'm trying to cover both the major currencies, emerging market currencies, volumes, market share, and it's been a banner year in terms of volumes for most CCPs and those currencies compared to the prior year.
Amir, what's your view on volumes and shares? How will they be performing going forward in 2024?
That's always a hard one to call. I would say in market share, you know, changes are very slow and over many years. So we don't expect much change in market share. But volumes, they do invariably change. I think, you know, we're at a period now where most central banks are poised at rates that will at some time start to drop, which will drive volume, right? But if they stay on a plateau, then I think we will probably see lower volumes this year. You know, hard to say, right? But if I had to really call it, I would say volumes probably similar. Yeah, because we do expect central banks in most countries to start dropping interest rates, which will invariably lead to some change in interest swap requirements for demand, supply, etc. Yeah, or rebalancing. That takes longer, you know, volumes may be subdued for a while. But at some point, I think that drop in rates will play out to a level state, right? At which point I would think the volumes we've seen in 2023 will start to revert back to, you know, low volumes from prior years, right? Pre-2021. And particularly as, you know, now we have less reference indices, right? So, you know, with LIBOR, we had LIBOR 1 month, 3 month, 6 month basis to SOFR Fed. Now with really one major index for most currencies, or at least major currencies. Yeah, so there's probably less basis, less volume around those. So we do expect, not in 2024 possibly, but in 25, 26, to return to maybe low volumes.
Well, thank you, Amir. And please share with us again the title of your blog post.
Sure. So it's called 2023 CCP Volumes and Share in IRD, and it's one of the most well-read blogs most years.
Amir, thank you for sharing your quick takes. Let's do it again next week.
Great. Thank you, Ali.
And that's our episode for today. You can read more about these topics on the Clara's blog, and you can follow Ion Markets on X and on LinkedIn. Thank you for joining us.